auction deals. Let's talk about auction deals. There's a question that came in here, and as usual, we're going to answer it. We're going to use it to learn some new lessons and also try to bring you up to speed. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about auction deals. Let's talk about auction deals. There's a question that came in here, and as usual, we're going to answer it. We're going to use it to learn some new lessons and also try to bring you up to speed with 2000 and digital smart wholesaling. So the question goes, I am a newbie in this field and was hoping that someone could guide me in the right direction, in the right place. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and I've been looking at properties on auction.com. So I don't know if you guys explored auction.com. I think there's opsu.com. There's a lot of trainings out there. There are actually people that do deals from those platforms too. From my personal experience in our team, we've been able to pick up rental properties, but not necessarily deals that you can flip. But that's besides the fact. I'm going to share some nuances, things you should avoid and stuff like that. Let's dive a little deeper into the question here. So these are my questions. Number one, can I purchase the home directly from the homeowner that is listed on auction.com up until the auction date? So there, what I've noticed on auction.com is that there are a lot of properties on there, but most of the properties on there are actually properties that are already foreclosed on, okay? Which means it's already taken over by the county, you know, by way of the sheriff department, depending on what state or jurisdiction that you live in, depending on the laws. But basically, the authorities have taken over the house, and the owner of the mortgage, meaning the mortgage bank, have purchased it back from them. They've listed it with a realtor, a licensed agent, and then it's now listed. They call it auction, but it's not really auction. So the sheriff department or the county department that facilitates the actual auction by the state, they don't list it on auction.com. last time I checked, when it's listed on auction.com, it's usually an agent that listed it on auction.com, and they're listing tons and tons of houses on there to give people the feel like it's an auction. And basically, you get to bid on the property, okay? So now the question is, can you purchase from the homeowner? No, the homeowner doesn't own it any longer for the most part. Now, there's some exceptions. There are some properties that are listed on there, but usually what I can tell you is that the homeowner does not go to auction.com to list your property on there. Most homeowners that are trying to for sale by owner, they're trying to sell by themselves, are listing on for sale by owner websites, for sale by owner.com, FSBO. And if somebody is wise, not smart, but wise enough to go list a house on for sale by owner or Zillow.com or something like that, chances are they're not looking for the kind of deal you can offer them. Chances are they're looking for full price offer, okay? And I am guessing you're trying to wholesale a deal, okay? So real estate wholesaling is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, locking the property under contract, and then selling the contract, the rights to the contract, for a lucrative fee from $1,000 to $82,000, my highest from my personal experience, right? That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to wholesale a deal. But the idea here is finding deeply discounted properties. So if you are, if you go to auction.com, where it's basically exposed to the rest of the world, there's going to be a lot higher demand because they're going to use bidding and the bidding tools on those websites to drive demand up, which means the price is going to be higher, which means you are negating the idea of finding deeply discounted properties. Can you still find a really good deal there? Yes, but usually there's a trade-off. Maybe the house needs lots of work, or like a really bad neighborhood and stuff that, especially if you're a newbie, you're not prepared to deal with, okay? So the real answer to that question is, can you purchase a home directly from the homeowner? They said no. You know, the rest of the question doesn't really matter. For the most part, it's no on auction.com. You're purchasing from some kind of authority, or the agent of the authority. It could be the bank or the government or an agent that's been assigned that property in most part. But of course, they're going to act like, you know, they're agents. They're going to act like you're just buying from any good old anybody, right? But you get the point. So the answer is no, you're not going to be buying from a homeowner if you go to auction.com or upsu.com. You're buying from an authority of some type or their agent. The second question, number two, can I sell the property within a few months? And if so, how will me and my partner in the LLC 50-50 be penalized tax-wise or limited in any way? Well, there's a first part to that question, which is, can I sell the property within a few months? Absolutely, you can sell. If you end up buying the property, just keep in mind that you have to buy with your own money for the most part. Hard money lenders or any kind of lenders are usually frowned at. They want you to have your own cash or some kind of private funds. All right, so you can buy. So also you can sell. If you're buying with your own private funds, you can sell within a few months. But of course, as per your fear here, which is, are there any kind of restrictions to not be able to sell immediately? It depends on the deal. It depends on the particular criteria. So if you're buying from a bank, right, sometimes they will put a deed restriction, okay, or what they call a title chain restriction, where you can't flip the property for 90 days or 30 days or 60 days. Usually it's a 90 days or 6 months, okay? So you just want to make sure you look at the paperwork for that particular deal. And if there's restrictions, you will know before you purchase. And then you can decide if that's a deal you want to get into or not. But like I said, if you're buying a property, the only time we buy properties from this is so we can fix it and rehab it. That usually takes up to 6 months. Or rent and hold, right? That takes a while. So we don't have to worry about that. If you're looking for a quick deal to flip or hotel, as they call it, chances are you don't want to be buying properties from this places. But if you do, you just want to check the paperwork, make sure that it's something that is not a restriction. Just simply ask, they'll tell you. Now, if a mortgage bank is selling to you, they can put a restriction. It's usually mortgage companies that are guided by FHA rules and things like that, because the government is backing it and guaranteeing if they lose money. They put restrictions like 6 months and stuff like that. Usually that's where that is coming from, a mortgage company. If it's a private transaction or cash transactions, you usually don't have to worry about if you can sell within a few months or not, okay? But like I said, the requirement is usually you need to have your own cash or some kind of private funds, so you're not gonna have to worry about that. Now, the person that's buying it, okay, let's say you were trying to buy it and then sell it. If you buy it with some funds, you're trying to sell it right away, like a double flip, close really quickly, then you're gonna have, and if a mortgage company is involved in that, then you're gonna have restrictions, okay? But the key thing to note there is that there's a mortgage company that's being guaranteed or backed by FHA, which is a government agency. You're not gonna be able to do that, okay? So just keep that in mind. It's just a way for the government to mitigate against illegal flips, quick flips, where people are inflating way too much money into a deal, okay? Because they wanna, it's a way for them to control the market, okay? Number three question, I have heard that there are FHA guidelines, yes, and that restrict people from doing this if financed. Key thing, if financed, okay? How, but does it make a difference if I have a cash buyer? Again, like I said, I didn't know that part of the question was coming up. If there's cash transactions involved, usually there is no crazy restrictions, okay? If there's any crazy restrictions, if you purchase a house last week, all cash, right, you put some work into it, 2-3 weeks is ready for sale, the mortgage bank that's financing the deal for your buyer does not really have a say on the chain of title. The only thing is, if you're flipping two different steps, double closing to sell to an end buyer, if there are two transactions involved within the same day, then you will be pulling title work that's not seasoned. That's why they need it. That's, they call it seasoned title, right? The requirements in some states are called, they need it to be a seasoned title. They need you to show that you've owned this property for a while. But again, if you're just buying all cash to put a little bit of work, hold it for 90 days and then you can sell it. But again, once you go to auction.com, anything goes. You may be restricted in all types of ways. You're absolutely restricted from wholesaling a deal from auction.com unless you're doing something they call LLC transfer, which you can buy with an LLC and then sell the LLC to another person. It's not all states that allow this. It's not all states where there's enough title companies that understand this. But just keep that in mind that when you're dealing with auction.com, upsuit.com, your restrictions are heightened, okay? Which is why I recommend that you learn how to use marketing, specifically digital marketing, okay, to find your deals, okay? Use leverage to find your deals. As a matter of fact, have other people find your deals. And that's something that I am training, okay? I have a 16-part series that's coming up right here on this YouTube channel. So you want to make sure you're subscribed, where we'll go into details how you can use attraction marketing to attract deals to you and stop chasing deals around, okay? That's what I have for you for today. If you want to jump ahead of everyone, you can go ahead and download this book right now, absolutely for free. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com is where you want to grab this, okay? And if you go there right now, I'll give you this for free too, Real Estate Money Secrets, all right? Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.